We have 14,000 people working on Curtis Island. So when we started the construction of LNG, it meant that a lot of these people had to be taken to the island by ferry on a daily basis. They lived in Gladstone, so they shopped in Gladstone, they ate at restaurants in Gladstone, they drove on the streets in Gladstone, and the community was just overcome by, as they would say, the Yellow Shirt Brigade. And it was total. If you came to an intersection, you had to wait for an extra 3 minutes at the intersection. It took you 5 minutes longer to get to work. You know, buying a house or renting a home in the Gladstone region, prices more or less doubled within the space of 6 months. And that was difficult for people who had lived here for their whole lives. Some people who rented found that, you know, they could no longer afford to live in Gladstone. People who'd grown up here could no longer afford to live here. And we did lose a lot of people from our area. But Gladstone has come through this, and we have had a rough and a rocky journey. But as always, Gladstone survives. And it's been an exciting journey. For us, it's the next stage. We'll be able to say, well, there we have it. There's the first ship coming into the harbour. There's the first ship leaving the harbour. And this is the start of something that is going to be extremely beneficial for Queensland and for Australia.